We are back. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yes. It's November 16th, Dan. You know what that means?
No.
Deer season started yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. We talked all about it.
I know we did. I'm just giving you a hard time. But the whole team at Tri-County Roofing wishes you a happy deer season, and they want to make sure that you have safe travels. Do your job well. Hunt well. Hope you're successful.
Is he out at the compound right now?
He is. And I talked to him a couple times this week. I haven't talked to him yet this morning, but he usually sends me pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He's got quite a deer ranch going on. And him and his boy do really good.
I imagine.
They do good. And it's kind of funny because I've set him up a couple times. You know, it's like, here, borrow this gun.
Yeah.
And then I hit him with, you know, if you kill a deer with that gun, you got to buy it from me. You know, he's caught that line, hook, line, and sinker a couple times. But anyways, but he keeps getting deer, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but he'll do fine, I'm sure. Him and his whole team. So, Tri-County Roofing, you can get a hold of him. Leave him a message at 810-732-7740. He will get back with you.
Oh,
I actually called him from Florida.
Yeah.
And I got thinking about my house, and I said, hey, I need a quote. And
yeah.
He goes, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get right on that. And he will. He'll have it done for me sometime during deer season, and
yeah.
We'll do it in December.
Yeah,
because that's all you got to do is you got to set it up.
They'll stay busy.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, if you need them to get out, let them know if you got something coming out. They do, you know, for commercial roofing, they'll do repairs and quotes, maintenance.
Yes.
And, of course, they specialize in doing those low-pitch.
Right.
Flat roofs, yep. The rubber roofs. I guess it's not probably technically rubber any longer.
Yeah, it's PVC. There's all kinds of new roofing. You know, he's got them all.
They know all that
he's
stuff.
He's certified in all of them.
They really will take good care of you.
Good people. 810-732-7740 or go to tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com and tell them you heard about them. On the Gunsmith Show, but there's always a link right on my website, thegss.com, to them. So, and all my sponsors. So,
yep.
We're very thankful to have him, and he's been sponsoring the show for a lot of years now. So, you'll be taken care of well. So, he wants us to get into the MCRGO report, which is Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. They put legislative alerts out. You know, and I always get my reports from them every month on CPL reports, which are going up dramatically. It's going very, very good for Michigan. We're closing in on that 900,000
CPL holders,
concealed pistol license holders in Michigan. Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing. But this legislative alert they're talking about right now, I got the alert on Thursday. It's important. This is something that could change our dynamics here in Michigan. So I'm going to read it verbatim. This is right from MCRGO. The Michigan Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee will take up Senate Bills 857 and 858 in a lame duck session this week. The legislation would make concealed carry in Michigan extremely difficult by greatly expanding the number of gun-free zones that we will have. On the surface, these bills appear to extend bans on legal carry to the Michigan State Capitol, the Binsfield State Office or Senate Office building, the entire building, the Anderson House Office building. So this is basically all the main buildings downtown Lansing. With the Michigan House of Representatives switching back to a Republican majority in 2025-2026, placing these bans now in statutory law would prevent Republicans from reversing them next year, as Democrats will continue to hold control of the Michigan Senate and the governor's office through the end of 2026. However, the language in the bills goes much further. With the Michigan House of Representatives switching back the Republican majority, placing bans on these statutory laws would prevent Republicans from reversing it. So what's going to happen is anyone who has taken a concealed pistol license class in Michigan should remember that Michigan has two laws that impose pistol-free zones. And this is
weird. So you can contact your representative For more information, and especially if you've got somebody who's in the house right now.
If you know them,
if you want
let
more information, get in charge and see what they have to say.
This includes a list of locations. This new pistol free zone. This is where it gets hairy, Dan. Includes a list of locations where concealed license holders may not carry concealed weapons. And there's another one that contains another law that contains an older list of gun free zones. The second law exempts concealed pistol license holders. So it's very tricky, and they've got it figured out to basically limit us on where we can carry. But here's the problem. While there is some overlap between these two laws, the more restrictive of the two, for example, it makes financial institutions gun-free zones. So that's your banks, your credit unions, mm-hmm. everything like that. And there's a lot of people that...
So the older laws, you're saying, had exemptions for people who were CPL holders.
Exactly.
For some of these places. So it'll be a question which one has precedence. It's probably still a gray area.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make sure that the new one takes precedence.
And they want to strongly limit where. Now, this gets worse. It lacks the permission exemption. So, you know, a bank can
say... So if a bank says you can go ahead and carry...
You can carry in my bank, it strips it. So the biggest difference is that it does not allow firearm possession on the premises of any location with a liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
No, so you can't even carry in a Meijer. You can't carry in the drugstore.
Anybody that sells liquor.
Yeah. The ban bans concealed carry in bars and taverns completely.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, if there was a restaurant that occasionally served booze, you could carry in there. Now, no, you can't. So if they pass this. So it's Senate Bill 858 would strip out the exception for a person licensed by this state or another state to carry a concealed weapon. So, you know, we have reciprocity between states,
mm-hmm.
and it's very important. It's very good. Michigan's got one of the very best CPL licenses, and our license is good in 38 other states. That's how good it is. And it works good. There's so seldom a problem with somebody with a CPL. With 850,000 of us in Michigan, so seldom is there a problem. The percentage is so minute that you could say there is no problems. But the result would make over 20,000 locations in Michigan off limits to licensed concealed carriers. So this would include not only party stores, but grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, hotels, clubs, special events, watercraft, retailers.
Watercraft.
Watercraft, because there's
boats.
Some boats
personal
serve
boats.
Booze. You know?
But now, what about your own boat?
I would imagine your own boat, as long as you don't have booze on board.
Okay.
You'd probably be all right. But they're saying watercraft.
So part of it is, and you'll be responsible to know. I mean, this is the other part. You've got to.
It might be a whole new learning curve for us.
Yeah.
Which is popular because last year with the changes on basically on Valentine's Day, everything changed. Our
right.
Michigan laws changed for
yep.
how we have to purchase and how we have to do purchase permits and license an LTP, which is a license to purchase that you have to go to your police station to get. And I heard this just the other day at Williams where a guy came in there and he picked out a handgun and he was all excited and he was going to buy it right then. And the guy says, do you have your concealed pistol license? He goes, no, I don't have one. He said, do you have a purchase permit, a license to purchase? And he said, I thought I could do that right here. And he goes, no, you have to go to your local police department. So he was like, well, so what do I do? Do I lose the gun? And he goes, no, we can put it in layaway for you.
Right.
But you have to go get your permit, you know, so.
Or you can do the CPL. And again, we've talked about this before, that's a good way to go.
It's
something that's important to have.
And we strongly recommend you get your CPL, your concealed pistol license for the state of Michigan.
You get training with that. You get to learn some of the,
some of the laws and basics. Yeah. And it always opens the door for further training, which you need. I think the more you learn, and of course I study this stuff too much, I've forgotten more than I remember. But there's so much to know. I just want you to be careful and know the rules and the laws. And if this changes, I don't know how fast they can enact it, but we got to pay attention to it. And of course, you'll hear about it here on this show.
Yep.
And we'll post on our Facebook page. So if you like our Facebook page, the Gunsmith Show. We'll help you on that, and then we'll do any postings we can on our website the GSS.com. So let's just put it this way. The impact is so broad that the Senate Bill 858 would effectively outlaw defensive carry in Michigan, is what they're basically saying. And that's right from MCRGO. That's their words. So,
and they're taking it up next week, and of course we'll update you on that and see what happens with the legislation.
We'll let you know what we find out, because there's going to be more to learn all the time. There's always more to learn. That's part of being a good American.
That's why you tune into the Gunsmith Show every Saturday morning.
That's right.
8 to 9
Even
right
if it
here.
It is deer season.
On US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Yeah, good luck and be safe out there.
Yeah, safe travel, safe hunting, and know your target and know what's behind it.
You own your shot once it goes.
Deer cartridges are powerful guns, so be careful out there, folks, but good luck. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
We'll take a break and be right back. Seize the deal. I do a show called Seize the Deal, John.
You do. It's a fun show. I got to do it with you Thursday.
We save people a lot of money. I know.
Yeah.
I was glad to have you
in. Real good deals. And Williams deals on there, too.
We'll be right back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.